Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics number 155. Well, this one started off with potential disaster as I knocked the microphone off the table and it bent and then it wouldn't show it was reading, holding the SD card.
Just say what you did. I dropped the mic.
It was a mic drop because I was talking about Battleworld. And then I had to send Adam for a little screwdriver. But if you can hear this, I clearly fixed it.
If I go to play back, he'll know when he edited.
Yeah, I'll hear something.
The speaker's broke and cracked.
Almost the podcast to end all podcasts.
Yeah, it almost. Yeah, I would have been recording on the iPhone, and that would have sounded really good. Except I probably don't even have enough memory on there because I'm always getting that. Yeah,
it takes up a lot of space.
Well, I don't have any space to start with. So. Too many pictures, too much music.
It would blow up.
Too many apps.
Just out of control.
Should ask one for Christmas.
Yeah.
No, I'm waiting for the 7. Oh. So this is a 5.
You're not going to see a 7 for like 2 years.
No, you'll see like an 8.
I'm waiting for the T series.
It'll be a 6S.
5S. Yeah. Okay, 6S.
Yeah.
I'll wait for the 8-inch 6S that I can...
It's going back to the
I was showing holding a phone up to my, you know, full iPad. Yeah. I realize you guys can't see.
Hand gestures kind of loose.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody at that time was saying, they're just like, what is he thinking?
Somebody did say.
I don't think they were missing out.
No, they were not. Somebody did say we should video this. I'm like, no, we shouldn't. There's really nothing to see.
Who said that? They're an idiot.
Our listener. Thanks.
I'm sorry, Chad.
Great. Now we have no listeners.
Go to bed, Chad. That's a podcast.
That listener should go.
You know, it was funny. I have to say, though, on Friday night, my wife was out of town, and I'm laying in bed.
Oh, this is...
Yeah, yeah, it's very sexy.
For our younger listeners,
yes.
Your fingers in your
yes,
ears now.
Yeah. And so I put on a podcast to listen to go to sleep.
Colin was watching, you can't see
asleep.
It. But
no, I fell asleep listening to a podcast.
One of those podcasts.
Yeah,
it was the Squirrel Girl podcast from Acme Comics down in Greensboro, North Carolina. Yes.
That's even more disturbing.
Yeah, well, no, they had a signing, so they had the artist.
Now, gently caress.
This story's weird.
Unfold your tail.
If you see the tail flapping back and forth.
There needs to be more drama behind this story, too.
It wasn't supposed to be drama. I was just trying to say that I went to sleep listening to a podcast.
After jumping through...
Did you fall asleep because it was a bad podcast?
After an earthquake only affected his house.
Mm-hmm.
Did they like Squirrel Girl?
He had the
well, it was the artist was there. They were interviewing her. So I'm going
to
say they probably did, even if they didn't. You know, you're not going to...
Yeah, you threw in a shout out to them before. Did they throw shout outs to us?
They might. I don't know that I've heard them say on one of their podcasts, but...
Well, they should.
I like them a lot. They're friends of mine. We tweet.
Ooh.
I've been to the store.
Uh-huh.
We tweet.
You cheated on yourself at another store?
No, I just went and visited.
So let me get this story
like, I'm not going to buy anything.
When your wife was out of town.
You were one of those customers.
My kids use their bathroom that's not permitted to customers. So.
Story's getting kind of racy.
They don't let their customers use their bathroom?
Apparently not. But theirs is like a little more in the back. You know, you have to go like through the back rooms and stuff.
Oh, wait. How was Squirrel Girl involved here?
She was doing a signing there.
And that's
not Squirrel Girl. The artist is Squirrel Girl.
Okay.
Or the
so
writer.
While you were out of, while your
you
wife
better
was
hope
out of
this
town,
mic's broken because this is
you
terrible.
And Squirrel Girl
no.
were pleading.
No.
And then there was something else that happened there, wasn't there?
We are so sidetracked at this point.
Yeah. Well, this is Pittsburgh Comics 155. I'm Colin McMahon. Joining me tonight are
Josh,
Dave,
Pat,
Adam.
For maybe the last time.
You said that
you, yeah, you've warned him. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, after this, we're going to get smashed together.
Yes.
We might have come
and then we're
going to
turn into pizza. I'm still trying to figure this out. So the Marvel Universe is turning into pizza.
I told you. Tom Brevoort.
So is it
a
square pizza or a round pizza?
He didn't care. He just
is it like
pizza.
16 cut? Or, okay.
Is it thin crust?
The thing
is
was,
I thought his eyes did light up when they
looking,
said pizza.
We're looking crust into this crust. Too much.
Okay.
You see?
Honey sriracha.
All he was thinking at the time, he didn't care about Battleworld. He was just wanting to eat something.
Okay. So, well, there was one thing dominating the news that just happened yesterday. It was the announcement to end all announcements.
Excellent.
And so I'm a little concerned that now when it's all done and they're announcing or they want to talk about what's
news?
Following Secret Wars,
oh, yeah, wait,
they won't be able to have an announcement. Yeah, I'm not. No, I'm not. But I'm just saying... I'm leading into it, so
yep.
I'm thinking that is the primary item.
This is
on...
like when your thunder's stolen, Pat.
Yeah.
Take note.
Adam?
Collins News.
No.
It's Pat's News.
It's Pat's.
Pat's News. Now I'm disappointed.
You can't even, you're not even singing the song right.
I was, but it's kind of sad.
Now it's anticlimactic.
Because it's just like, oh, well, we already kind of...
Well, I guess we'll have to talk about the announcement.
And now Pat had this whole introduction. Guess what's happening out there, yeah?
Yep.
And then Colin already did it, so...
It's the end of everything. Marvel is getting rid of the 616 and the Ultimate Universe.
Well, they're not getting rid of it.
Well, it's going to Battleworld. They're colliding.
I could have sworn he was going to draw us a diagram. I was just like, wait, what? He's going to show.
I thought he was going to flip it and there's going to be like a monologue written for Pat.
No.
Earth.
I went off script.
Bam.
Tried to improvise.
One Earth.
He doesn't have to draw that because they're releasing an interactive map.
Pizza.
I wrote down the interactive map. That's what I wrote down. Let's see. Here. I'll show you. Don't show Pat.
That's how it is.
Don't show Pat.
This is a list of all the worlds on Battleworld.
Oh.
You should show Pat, because I... But, holy cow, you really
did it. But one of them is...
Yeah.
616.
One of them is Lego. One of them is Super Hero Squad.
But this is... In the, they only released a certain number of which ones they go into.
Yes.
So we don't know what the Regency is.
One of them is
or New
Hammer.
Mars. Or Marville. So, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
No, that's...
I think the best takeaway.
If you can understand exactly what's going on,
I'm not.
Fill me in.
I'm not
I can
sure.
Explain it. You got one Earth, you got two Earths, and I agree. Smash together
with pepperoni.
I get that.
Okay, yeah, top Revolt has a lot.
No, because what they said they're smashing Earth.
This is in our terms. That's theirs.
Well, 616, and no, this is their terms. Was they're smashing together?
These incursions are happening.
So. Is that Squirrel Girl?
That was Brevoort.
He heard pizza.
But so our Earth 616 and Ultimate Earth are getting smashed together, and then when they get pulled apart, it's like two pizzas getting smashed together and different toppings get transferred. So some from our Earth are going to be on the Ultimate Earth, and some from the Ultimate Earth are going to be on our Earth.
So we'll have two Spider-Man, and they will have no
Spider-Man. He did say on that interview that some toppings just will fall off.
Yes, and we'll never see them again.
I didn't think they were being like separated. I thought it was being smashed, and the new smashed.
No,
like,
no.
Is double-decker
part of
the
Battle
the
World? Yeah.
I don't know. Is that Earth 1610?
The end, remember?
Earth 1610.
Yeah, 1610, I think, is Ultimate. It had a long number. I think it was 1610.
I thought 1610 was like the piratey one.
That's 1602.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. I think 1610 is Ultimate. Is Colin checking, or is he texting?
No, I'm texting my wife.
You're letting her. She's like, what's this about Squirrel?
She hasn't listened yet. Yeah, like she'll listen. But yeah, and then... There's something with Battleworld, and all these storylines are going to be different countries on Battleworld.
Yeah,
and then something is going to happen at the end of this, and I distinctly heard, I've watched it, well, I've had it playing in the store, I haven't sat and watched it, but, I mean, I've watched it, but it's been running like 6 or 7 times, but they definitely said that this is the end of the Marvel Universe as we know it, and then new stuff will be continuing forward.
It won't be 616, it will be some other Earth designation.
Right, it's going to be a different Earth with all this stuff. So basically, and they did say that, you know, the Marvel Universe as we know it is gone. And so it's like, I'm just like...
This is such a unique idea.
Oh, it's totally unique, because we've never seen anything like this before.
Well, see, they've had luck with characters in the Ultimate Universe that people have liked, like Miles Morales. And that's about
and
it.
Who else?
And then, basically, when this happens, they want to take one and eliminate the Ultimate line and create one universe with these characters that are working.
That would be hilarious to me if, after this is all said and done, the only character from the Ultimate Universe that appears
Miles Morales. Because that seems to be all what's happening right now, and that's it.
One piece of pepperoni.
How many times did you say you've watched this?
I've had it running. I mean, we probably played it like seven times today.
Is that why when I came in, you had a pizza? You were that hungry?
No, Sandy brought that to me because she's being very nice. No, it was a calzone, actually. Okay.
You were hungry for it.
I was.
Can you stop talking about pizza?
Here, Tom Brady, want to talk about pizza.
But it's just, I'm just having a hard time wrapping my head around what we're going to have after.
Right.
Only in the sense of...
Well, you know what we're not going to have after?
What?
Any pizza. More announcements.
Well, we can't have any more announcements.
That's the biggest...
How are they going to announce
But my question is,
happening?
Little things
they
like...
Next, they ended all announcements.
Next week is Uncanny Avengers number one.
It's just going to be a short run.
Is this just going to be a short... What about Silk? What about Spider-Gwen? So are things going to continue
books?
Through? Well, since everything smashes and the Marvel Universe as we know it is over...
But we may just see that happen within those books. And then those books
maybe.
Keep running yeah. with the changes.
Well, no, because
there
when
they
smash they
don't have
together,
a universe to
it.
Live on.
Yeah, so I just...
So, like, Squirrel Girl, Silk...
There are adventures in Battle World, and then
yeah,
whatever
could be,
happens
you could be
seeing
what happens
World.
During the smash. Yeah.
What's even the point of having these books, though? Like, they should just end them. What's the point of making them, printing them, and doing all the work to them? Because if you're just going to end them... Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just unclear as to what... Really
like Howard
is going
the Duck.
On.
They're giving Howard the Duck a book. It's coming out. Like a whole bunch of things.
Well,
oh God.
Wait,
he was the breakout star.
There is a world called New Quack City.
New Quack City.
New Quack City. I'm not making this up.
And it's on Battle World?
It's on Battle World.
Is that. Oh. Never mind. Never, no.
I always thought that Spider-Ham and Howard the Duck should have been on the same.
I mean,
I'm not
a Marvel fan. And again, it's more about the way they do stuff where this is just confusing. And I think everybody's kind of confused about what's going on. And that's fine. I mean, we don't need to know the exact details. But okay. But it is a little bit confusing what's going on. What I'd love to see now, I don't know if it's going to work because this is Hickman writing it, but I'd love to see the Avengers kind of get sorted out. Or let Hickman have one Avengers, but let somebody else have another Avengers book so we can have stories with Cap and Iron Man and Thor fighting bad
Avengers.
Guys. Yeah.
Let Hickman have like his own mystery Avengers that has a complicated story and they give somebody who's going to write it as
isn't
Avengers
Hickman's
type.
Ending, though? With
well, it's ending because everything's gonna.
But I mean, I don't think he's doing the next.
We don't.
Well,
know.
He's doing Secret Wars.
But I don't think he's doing the next.
After
event.
That,
well,
we
have no idea.
Did you see the logo for that they announced? Like that they have like an Avengers coming after all this. It was like
I saw the announcement, but I don't think I saw the logo.
And it's like black with it's
oh,
silver.
Yeah,
Avengers.
He posted it. I think.
Yeah, that's the. So that'll be after all this. I
guess.
So that's
the
new
brand
team.
New.
So
team of Avengers,
like for me. I'm like wanting something because hopefully they're looking at this and saying brand new team, you know, and we have something that, oh, this is the Avengers. That's always what it's been about for me, that I don't know any of the characters on the Avengers, so thus I don't care anymore.
Well, and it's
Starbrand, man.
But they haven't done anything with them.
Yeah, that whole new universe thing. They had
kind
a whole
of, well, that's
that
like
that
at the
like
end of Fantastic Four, spoilers, they show Sleepwalker, a character from the 90s that nobody really cared about.
Who else
about.
Wants to say who?
And I'm sitting here going, okay. So what? You know, of course, Bleeding Cool, this is your new $20 book. I'm like, not really. Did the new Universe books take off when they introduced Starbrand? I don't think
cool
so.
Cool could collect them all. And
but what I want them to fix Avengers. I want them to fix X-Men. Just in the sense of, hey, gosh, I loved X-Men in the 90s. What do you got? Right now, I can't put a book in their hand. No. There's nothing I'd say, oh, here's the best X-Men book right now. Because they're just kind of... They're very insular, very convoluted.
The last good X-Men book, in my opinion, was X-Force.
Yeah.
Remender's run of X-Force.
Yeah.
At least you had a team. And you had
But it's like, we need, you know,
I think
like...
that's the biggest problem.
You know, with Batman, go back four issues to the beginning of this Endgame, and you can jump right in. You don't need to know anything. You know, so, and even like Justice League, you know, they do the smaller arcs where, when I think about Avengers, and as soon as they start talking about this incursion, I'm like... This is from the first issue of New Avengers 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And the story is still going on with Earth smashing. Move on. Avengers, that's not what Avengers should be. Avengers needs to
be your Justice
taking
League
on
book.
Hydra, taking on AIM, taking on
that
Ultron.
That was all the New Avengers, right? That was the Earth crashing, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then while that was going on, while that was starting, It was, I remember Steve Rogers didn't like the idea of them destroying a planet or something like that. They didn't like what he was doing, so they erased
his mind. Yeah, they erased his mind.
So he didn't remember the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know if that ever came back that he remembered.
It did. Original Sin, I think.
No, right after I
dropped the book, they...
It was the first one of that... Yeah, no, it was an Original Sin. Yeah, it was Original Sin.
I dropped Avengers when, like, I picked it up. I dropped it first when they started to go into that that last story Bendis was telling, because I was sick of the interview stories that he kept doing. That was
way back during, what, Secret Invasion? Fear Itself? Somewhere around there?
What, that
the
last
interview
thing?
Stuff. I think it was Secret Invasion.
Since after that, that's all he was doing. He even did it in Siege. But after all that, that's when I stopped. It was in the Heroic Age or whatever. And then when they started with Marvel Now, I said, okay, I'll pick it up to see what it is. And then after that, I looked at it and I was just like, they had some like big threats. Like everything was attacking the Earth. Yeah, Earths were smashing together, you know, aliens from Mars or whatever that guy was, the big golden guy with the horns.
Hyperion?
Exile something.
Yeah,
whatever.
Ex-Nihilo.
Yeah.
Well, that was Hickman's run.
And it just, like, after a while, I was just like, I don't care. And none of them I knew. I don't know any of them. Like, Hyperion. It didn't make any sense why we had X-Men on the team when we had a team that was supposed to be a combination of X-Men and them. And then we had this team.
I mean, it's not saying
can
a book
I have
like that doesn't have a
Iron
place
Man
there.
And Thor against Kang?
Yeah, exactly. Can't we just have an Avengers story after
like
a while?
You can have that book. It just shouldn't be their flagship book.
Yeah.
Which is why I think...
Where X-Force was good, because that was a neat, long story, but it didn't tie up all the X-Men books. It was its own little X-Force, which was great.
I think they waited too long. It's been too long that they should have done this a long time ago. Some starting point, something.
He's been in the works since he was on FF, so...
Yeah, but I think what should have happened is after Siege, and we started into what was called the Heroic Age, remember that? I think at that point we should have had like a...
6 months later.
6 months, 1 year later type story where everything starts at around the same time point. All the stories, all the books, they can all start with new number ones if that's what they want to do. And then tell new stories. You know, and have set teams, you know, if you want, you knew an Avengers movie was coming out, you kind of probably had an idea, okay, this is probably going to be our team of Avengers, and if it's not, we can add some of what we want, and then put those onto it, and then market it towards it. But it seems like they've had all this time to do all this stuff, all these moments that they haven't, and then they finally, that's when they finally, now is when they're just like, okay, now we'll do it, I guess.
It was just kind of funny on the announcement. You know, they're just giddy. Oh, this is the biggest thing ever. I don't know how we could ever top this. It's like, you say
didn't
that every
already,
time.
Yeah. Didn't they already announce the next event after this, too? Because Remender's writing it again.
Oh, I hadn't heard about
that. Yeah, Ultron Wars.
Yeah, Ultron
Wars. Rage of Ultron.
No, that's Rage of Ultron is just a one-shot to tie in with the movie. I mean, it's like an original graphic novel.
Oh, is it?
Like they've done, yeah.
They gotta have
I think that's
what
Remender
out.
Doing.
See, they can't plan something because they have this going on, and then they got a movie coming out, so they have to have something, and they're at the same time.
Well, but that's the other thing. So the movie comes out in May. Free Comic Book Day is in May.
Zero is going to be
right.
The Free Comic Book Day book, and an attack from on Titan flipbook or something. It's like
what?
Okay.
That's how bad this incursion is. It incurs with Attack on Titan.
Yes, with Japan. Yes,
that's one of those toppings that came from the other pizza.
And then Star Wars
is
going to be one of
them. What a sucky topping that come over there.
Is this going to, you know, bleed into the Big Hero 6 universe comics too? Then
hopefully,
the Big Hero 6. There is no Big Hero 6 comics. Oh. That doesn't exist in comics.
Even if it did, Marvel wouldn't publish a comic.
It wishes it does because it would probably sell. But you know.
Well, Big Hero 6 was marketed more as a Disney movie, so I guess it would be an IDW book.
That's what I was about to say. Maybe you can cross over to the Uncle Scrooge, but that's IDW.
So, but hopefully over the next couple weeks, they'll I don't know, I don't want to say flesh it out a little bit more, but I'm not sure how it...
But
basically, it looks like a Battle World has all these countries, and these countries are these different events, and that just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I kind of get that. I do, as... Each one of these different continents...
I can understand being another reality.
Picture it like Brainiac.
But not as a...
He has...
Country.
Kind of like what they're... And I... Kind of like what they're doing with Convergence. Brainiac is taking civilizations from each different multiverse. That's what this is, but they're throwing it all in one battle world. That's how I see it occurring, and then they fight each other.
I don't see. I don't necessarily see a problem with what they're doing. I think it's going to be confusing because it's Hickman.
Yeah, I'm just. I'm unclear on the concept.
Hickman is not the easiest writer for someone that's new to comics to come into, and this event or this announcement sets up to bring in a bunch of new readers, and, now you're just going to confuse
Hickman's
them.
Bad. Like Hickman does a great job with these long, like
I think he's just
long
right. But it's
stories.
Like if somebody came in new to comics, I wouldn't have him. Here you go. Here's Multiversity.
Like
I, I wouldn't do that. To
I
them.
Probably would have stood on Avengers if I would have been reading Patrol. If I would have been reading New Avengers at the same time. But it finally got to a point where I was like, I haven't been reading New Avengers, and I need to if I want to continue this. And I didn't feel like going back and buying all those issues.
Okay, but so I bring my 10-year-old nephew in here. And I'm like, okay, you like Batman. I get you a Batman comic. It's fine.
That's a smart kid.
Yeah, well, yeah. But, I mean, you know, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can't give him a Hickman book and say, here, wrap your brain around this kid.
You can't. That's why that book shouldn't be just Brain and Avengers.
Stardom,
it should be
it's
some
Stardom Now. Like, a story, book. As he said, was been going on for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's the thing. Like, I'm never going back. I'm never going to read that. That's too much. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to go back and say, oh, well, how did this event of Battle World happen? I don't care. Just sum it up for me. Because I'm not going to read 2 years worth of prologue. You know? Just not going to do it.
Yeah, 2 years is not a prologue anyway.
No.
I mean, that's...
I think they feel like it is, but no.
Yeah. But I also think they should have done it. Their announcement was not done well.
It's a long
I'd love to see what their numbers are for Avengers and New Avengers.
The long road to Battle World. Yeah.
Well, but that's.
I noticed this. I was going to talk. I'll bring this up, but just I found it funny that so. Red Lanterns, I don't think anybody's going to say is an A book. Probably not even a B book. I'd say it's more.
No,
of a
they're
C
really
book.
A C or a D level character.
Right.
It's
so,
like
but
a
I'm
a
just
book.
Looking on my invoice for next week. I have 30 copies of Red Lanterns coming in. New Avengers should be an A book, correct?
I'd say Avengers should.
Yeah, New
right.
Avengers
okay, say
B.
A
book.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have 30 Red Lanterns. I have 24 New Avengers. So
I'm going to say overall, it's
not. I'm going to say overall, it's not selling real well. You know.
Yeah,
because I don't think we ever see Avengers and New Avengers on those top, you know, 10 lists.
No.
Of sales. Mm-hmm. We see like the Spider-Man books. And,
yeah.
But not Avengers.
The other problem I have with the announcement is, first off, this is something that we've known is coming. Because they've already...
Oh, they've been teasing it.
Right, they've been teasing. So we knew this was coming. So you didn't give us anything. You had an announcement to tell you, we're not telling you anything, except for what you already knew, mm-hmm. and confirming what everybody knew, which was, we're doing exactly what DC did 4 years ago, and said that was stupid to do it, and now they're doing
except
it.
Except theirs is different.
Yeah, it's completely different, and it's totally not
it's
like
it's slightly different,
at all.
But it's
well, one thing one thing I saw
how different it is.
Well, it doesn't sound like they're erasing continuity for anyone
who
sticks around.
No, it doesn't sound like they're erasing, but it does look like they're saying, you know what, this isn't working. We're going to start clean going forward. But it was funny because I saw there's a story I follow on Facebook, and somebody like one of their customers said, this sounds like a total cluster.
Yeah.
You know, what you're taking. They're like, oh, no, they're doing this on their terms. This is from a position of power because they're dominating the market.
On their terms.
And they can do whatever they want. And I'm sitting here going, not really. It sounds more kind of, I don't want to say Hail Mary, but it sounds more kind of like things aren't going quite really how we want. Let's kind of, this is a way for them to start fresh with a lot of their books.
Well, and it
let's
backs
shake
them out
it
of corners.
And,
like, how else are you going to get Iron Man normal
and Professor X back? And,
yeah, all that. You know, like I said, fix up the X books, fix up the Avengers books.
Because it's only, I mean, well, it's only a handful of books that are really like doing very well,
right?
For them, it's just.
And then you
hope,
you know, are they going to Then I'm thinking, are they going to make more? Is this another way to get Inhumans in? Is this but like, what's going to happen with Ms. Marvel and their little breakout hits?
Like Hawkeye. Oh, never mind.
But we're still
starting.
Waiting. Yeah,
that
so
starts in March.
So yeah, it's just
I don't know how you wrap up the current run before the new one starts in March, but supposedly
the new one has to come
out
first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one was coming out the 28th.
I'll tell you one thing: that book became worthless after a while because, like, even if you were collecting it for any worth, it's Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Well, it's only going to have demand when there's interest. And right now, it's lost all interest.
I mean, I'll still buy the last two when they eventually come out just to see how it ends. But
so that's it for Pat's News.
That's it? That's all? No other company? What about IDW doing reprinting Disney?
Well, not just reprinting, brand
new
stuff.
Yeah, they're brand new.
Oh, was it new? Yeah, the only thing I saw was reprints.
Yeah, but how does that, like, how did IDW get the Disney stuff?
Well, here's what I'm saying.
If Marvel's not doing it.
Disney pulled it from Boom because they assumed Marvel would do it. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Because Boom was doing great with the Pixar stuff. And then Marvel kind of went, oh, we don't want to do that. And Disney's like, well, how stupid is this that we own a comic book company and we have no comics on the shelf?
Can't they just and tell them? Yeah, you're
you think
to
they could, they but them. I don't know.
Well, it depends on how they're run corporately. I mean,
it still looks kind of dumb.
Oh, no, it absolutely does.
You know, Frozen's Disney, there's no Big Hero 6 comic. There's no Frozen comic. There's no, you know.
Well, could Bob
Disney
Iger.
Make its own imprint? And
you'd think.
They could.
Just put it through.
They used to.
Disney, as big as Disney as they can pretty much do
I mean,
it. So
Disney got Star Wars back for them.
Yeah, you would think.
It's well, just, Disney just didn't renew the license, that's all.
But, I mean, it's still like Dad got.
And
got
it's
the
now,
back.
I mean, we're going to talk about Star Wars because, you know.
All new Star Wars.
Biggest thing ever. All new now, Star Wars.
But yeah, so their IDW starting with in April with Uncle Scrooge number one, which looks like it's a DuckTales book essentially.
Woo-hoo.
Did it say that's new material or
I think that
the
was
one
new.
I saw was reprints.
They said I think they're reprinting trades, but then coming out with new ongoing
new stories,
ongoing stuff. Yeah. So
because IDW is doing Popeye right now.
With April starts with Scrooge, and there was a whole like map for the year of what they're coming out with.
I mean, I saw the map, but I didn't actually read it, so.
Did you whip it out on your fancy-dancy iPad there? Come on, Josh.
I think I saw him bleeding quarter like earlier. Yeah,
plug it into your keyboard.
You better calm down there, Chief.
Collins is busy watching
Give me
the Black
a cookie
Hawks.
Back.
They're winning 1-0 after one.
You don't have to be silent, Weiser.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we don't know what other
We don't have any other... Yeah, I don't... Yeah, DC really didn't have any news.
No.
I don't know if they finally released the Convergence details, so... Convergence,
they were
inversion,
talking, there was,
incursion...
There was something about their solicits for April.
That'll have the first wave.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
In April, Uncle Scrooge, number one
Yeah, see,
starts,
I thought that was all reprints.
And then...
Oh, a bunch of
new...
going to
be new Donald Duck
okay.
and Mickey Mouse titles, so... In April, get Uncle Scrooge. Then May, Donald Duck launches. Then in June, Mickey Mouse. And it looks like they're running with those three
comics.
So
apparently they're ducking heavy.
They are. It looks like they're running those three new comics. Then they're going to start reprinting Walt Disney's comics and stories in trade paperbacks with September. And I don't think they're releasing anything else new. Yeah, it looks like the rest of the year, those three will be ongoing series. Then they'll reprint some trades in the Walt Disney comics and stories, starting with 720.
Well, there is a market for that. So I mean, it's not huge. It's not, you know, every customer is going to be picking up Spider-Man, X-Men, and Uncle Scrooge. But
yeah, but even with that, if you can get someone to enjoy your product, as long as you're breaking even, but you're building an audience. What's the problem with that?
Yeah. No, I agree. That's why I didn't know why we didn't have it.
Well, unless the thing is they can get more on the licensing fee than what they think they can make in profit.
Yeah.
It could have been a deal like that.
Yeah.
First issue is 48 pages for $4.
That's pretty good.
Uncle Scrooge.
So any other news, Josh?
No, that's all I had.
Josh's news.
Oh. Okay. You stole Pat's thunder in the beginning, then gave me the ending theme
That's
song.
Okay. You earned it. you brought Pat. The iPad. You
it
earned
means
it.
A lot.
So anybody watch The Flash last night?
Yeah.
No, I'm only about halfway through it. Go ahead. Don't worry. Yeah.
So good.
You like got halfway through and said,
No, I was watching it here trying to watch it between customers.
Oh, okay.
See, people kept coming in.
Just close it. I'm at lunch right now.
Okay. Next time.
Shh. Flash on. Come back later. No, I liked that episode.
I liked it. Captain
Heat
Cold
was
and,
a little weird.
They were a little like over the top at some points, but for the most part, I enjoyed it.
Cold was I like Cold, but I liked him even in the first episode he was in. I thought Heat Wave was a little much, And the issue I had was at the very end, when they had Caitlin Snow tied to the chair. So Cisco pulls a trip and Joe you know, knocks her down and it poof. It was like it was a dud. Like, come on.
Yeah. The only thing that bugs me about the show, and it's been, you know, happening since the beginning, is sometimes they depict Flash as being like so quick everything is instantaneous. And other times they show him as not being quite
as
that
quick.
Fast.
Yeah.
Like when he's doing the training with the drones and he's, you know, kind of like, you know, at his peak, like exhausting himself, they're able to still like follow what's going on. But yet at the end, whenever he decides to move in with Joe, he runs to his apartment, gets all of his stuff and comes back
in a
split second.
Yeah.
Or like the one scene when he was talking to, I think it was Iris in his lab, like from a few episodes back, and he ran out and did all this stuff and then came back and she didn't realize that he had left
had
the conversation.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's really freaking fast. And when you're battling these people, you're not able to move that fast, it seems like. But that's a minor gripe. It's,
yeah.
He was out of breath a lot during the fight.
He was. It's like, so this is your peak?
Seems when it's convenient that he's really out
yeah.
of breath.
But when Joe says, hey, sure, let's move in, with a beer in your hand, you
yeah.
ran, got all your stuff, and
it
came back.
Well, he didn't have very much stuff.
But
I mean,
still, like, unless his apartment was right next door, that was pretty fast. Just compared to how they depict him during fights. And
yeah, no, I agree.
That's all. Like, even when I'm watching and the fight's about to start with Captain Cold and Heatwave, I'm like, why can't he just very quickly
just
grab
the
guns from them?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Like why is there even a fight? But I guess that's the problem with, you know, a character like that. You have to find a way to...
Yeah, if you don't challenge him, it doesn't... Yeah, it doesn't. Now, I found it interesting at the very beginning when he was training with the drones and Wells started to get up.
Yeah.
Like... So was he going to kill Cisco and Caitlin? Because they would have seen him go. I mean, they would have
yeah.
felt it.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, like, it blows by.
I'm not convinced that he is the guy.
No, he said he is. The actor that played him has said he is. He was the guy in the suit. Like, when they did the fight in the stadium, that was him.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean he's the only Reverse Flash.
Yeah, just why, if he's the guy, then when Flash is fighting the drone and might lose, then why would he be concerned enough to kind of get up out of the chair?
I think because remember, at that point, he hadn't inspired the city. He hadn't. If he doesn't live up to his legacy, then the Reverse Flash never happens.
Oh.
It's a paradox. That has to happen in order for him to be who he is. And then some of it, again, could be an ego thing. If I defeat him now before anybody knows who he is, it means nothing.
But if he fails the city, Arrow will kill him. So.
Yeah.
You failed the city.
Think about how Arrow failed the city. He's dead in, you know, side of a mountain somewhere.
See if
maybe
tonight.
In a Lazarus pit.
See
we're missing that.
Yeah.
Supposedly,
three
they
episodes.
That, I forget who announced something.
Yeah, he said no Lazarus pit. Yeah, it was ML.
Yeah.
It's not the Lazarus pits, even though it was totally a Lazarus pit.
It's not. It's Kun. It's not Kunlun.
It's Monster Energy Drink.
Nambar Pop. Anybody see Gotham?
Yes.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I
like Bullock. I really am liking Bullock, especially
like Bullock
when he told off the commissioner.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you really did now, and then the commissioner calls him too. He's like, "I didn't do it."
I really like Bullock, but I did not really like this episode.
Really,
a lot.
I liked it. Although I thought he got taken down a little easy.
Yeah, that was a little goofy.
You're telling me like this whole big plan that, you know, Fish had for this girl, where she's saying she's gonna make her weapon, is just to plant her there and then take her back and hope that Falcone cares enough to leave town. Like, I thought at some point she was going to have her, you know, try to assassinate him or do something, but the whole plan of making her weapon was just to make him miss his mom and then pretend to
kidnap
her.
Well, but that may have been step one. If that didn't work,
I don't know.
She would have been used as bait to kill Falcone.
I don't know. It seemed kind of lame, and how, you know, quickly Falcone's like, well, if they don't want me, maybe I should just step away. Like, I don't know. It just there was so much build up.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was kind of a lame way to go about it.
Then he snapped her neck, man.
Yeah, at the end he kind of grew a set, but prior to that...
That's the thing. You don't get to be the head of the mob family by not, you know, it, you know, just kind of, well, I miss my mommy.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, heaven forbid. But the stuff with the Penguin I love.
The stuff with the Penguin I liked. I like Bullock. I don't think I cared a whole lot for them just having Gordon in Arkham for one episode,
mm-hmm.
and then suddenly he's back to being a detective again. I think they could have made that go a little
I think that was more for the mid-season finale.
But yeah. I liked that. I thought that episode where he was in Arkham worked. It was good.
I agree, but I think the problem with kind of focusing it on Arkham is if people that are fans are thinking... You know, wait a second, I should be seeing this character, and I should be seeing that character, and I should...
You're absolutely right, but at the same time, Gotham got a full season pickup. So they didn't have to do it this quickly. Like, I think you could have shown him, you know, kind of work his way back to GCPD, not that quickly, suddenly, I'll do this, but I'm getting my job back. Like, it was fast.
Well, the rumor I heard today... So the first thing was... There will be a Scarecrow, but it won't be Jonathan Crane. It'll be his father. But that's kind of consistent to what they did in the books anyway.
Yeah.
So that's okay. But towards the end of the season, the Red Hood will make an appearance. Now, whether it's the Joker or not, we don't know. But, it'll be the Red Hood, hopefully with the big helmet.
I think that's too soon. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think Joker is supposed to be that much older than...
That's it, yeah. The Joker, I don't think, should be... And we talked about that at the beginning. That's the problem I have with the Riddler, because I don't think the Riddler should be that much older than
Bruce. But I can see the Riddler being, like... Look at the current comic books. I could see, Batman being around 30-ish, low 30s, and Riddler being, like, low 40s. I could see there being, like, a 10-year gap between those two characters.
Right, but... He, the Riddler is already, and theoretically he could have gone to college at 15.
Say he's in, like, his low 20s right now, and
Bruce is like 12, 13.
So it's still roughly around.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I do like how they're setting him up, though, where Kris Kringle, or whatever her name is.
Kristen Kringle.
Dismisses him, and you can see him getting angry, and...
It's Dave. What? Thanks for stealing my name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Which I didn't... Is that the first time he's been in the show?
Who?
The guy that just dismissed him.
No, I think he's been in before, like, one other scene, and kind of did the same thing.
Because it's, did any of you guys watch Ray Donovan?
I saw one episode.
He's in that.
Okay.
So I was kind of surprised to see him.
But it's pretty clear that by the end of the season, the Riddler's going to be the Riddler.
Oh, I'm sorry, just flashing back to Flash, where they introduced Jason Rush.
Yeah.
And I did see that part. I'm like, oh, that's cool, that they're... At least incorporating that, but I also liked how they gave Firestorm an actual name or an acronym type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of interesting how they did that. Sorry. Back to Goth.
No, it's okay. I think that, both those shows definitely deserve the full season. And then I guess they've already both been renewed, so they'll both have second seasons.
They've been renewed. I have my complaints about Gotham. I still enjoy it. I feel like... They don't need to put every single Batman villain in this first season. It's just...
No, I think they need the time.
The stuff with... I mean, I feel like they're almost doing...
Well, they're not... You might not get him. We might not see the Riddler this season. It's just all building up to then him becoming the Riddler in season two.
I hope he becomes Riddler at some point. I just don't think they need to do it this quickly. I feel like they're starting to jam too many different stories into it. Like, the stuff with the Penguin's great, developing that. Seeing the Riddler kind of go that way, but... Like, bring Red Hood in. I mean, and they're going to...
Well, it could also just be a... It could be a very last scene.
I feel like that... Leave it for later seasons when you're trying to, reinvigorate things and not jam it on the first season.
Well, and that's why I think it... And, that's my opinion, and you can have a different one, obviously.
Oh, I do, Pat. Don't you?
Good. At the end of the season, time jump. Time jump about 5 years, make Bruce, high school age, maybe get ready to go to college, and then you can start establishing some of the other characters. But you don't establish, he's not the Mad Hatter. He's you know, he's still a hat maker, you know, or establish, you know, maybe some of the small, like Emperor Penguin or, you know, somebody like that as mob people underneath or, you know, he's not the Joker yet. And the problem is, I don't want to know about the Joker.
Yeah.
That's the secret to his, you know, his effectiveness is you don't know who he is. But, you know, you can do things like that. Maybe, you know, I know they're not going to have a Clayface or a Killer Croc show up. Although I think it would be cool if they had Killer Croc show up. That would have been, because you could kind of explain that by medical science. And I actually thought in the Arkham episode, they said,
yeah,
but I thought that there was a guy, they called him a frog or something like that in the Arkham episode. At first I thought that was supposed to be Killer Croc.
There was a guy in, do you remember the bomb guy?
Yeah.
He had a name very similar to Croc's. I forget what it was.
Well, Croc's is what, Waylon Jones?
Yeah. It might have been something else, but it was similar, I remember. At least I thought it was. I could be wrong.
But, you know, I'd like to see something like that. And in which case, you can play it to, you know, the true Batman fans.
Yeah.
But you can still focus, you know, 9 out of 10 episodes on GCPD. It'll still work.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing. The problem with the premise of this show, not that it's a bad show or anything else, is Gordon has to lose. Because if Gordon doesn't lose, Gotham doesn't, you know. I mean, if his fight on crime wins, you don't need Batman.
Well, does Batman lose? In current Batman comics, would you say that Batman loses?
The problem, and I understand where the problem with Batman in the current comics is, once Batman's been established,
well, then
that's when the crazies come out.
But what I'm saying is, you could still establish that, you know, I mean, yeah, Gordon's going to lose probably more than he wins, but Gordon can still be successful and, you know, fight his way up the ranks and be a, you know, good cop and good at his job,
yeah.
But Gotham could just be so bad that, you know, this one guy who's fighting against corruption within the department and against this crazy city just needs more than, you know, he has alone to do this.
No,
I agree with what you're saying. It's just, I don't think we have to see Gordon, like, completely be unsuccessful in what he's doing.
Well, no, and it shouldn't be like a squash every week. Yeah. There's no victories, because then there's no hope. You have to have hope. So he has to get little victories now and then. But the overall story arc for him is he's going to get his ass kicked more than he's going to win.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not entertaining over the course of 5-6 seasons, you know, before you get to a point where you say, okay, well, now we can have Batman. Which, you know, unless something completely changes, I only foresee kind of like, you know, Smallville. You will only ever see him don the hood or, you know, the cowl one time. It'll be, you know, the last scene, he'll put it on and, you know, let's get to work. And that's what, you know, that's going to be it. Other than that, because that's not the focus of the show and it's not the Batman show, it's Gotham. So, you know, tilt it, though, to where you can start to see, okay, he's becoming the hero we know he's going to become. Things have gotten so bad in Gotham, which is what's making him say, because as an impressionable 12-year-old now, yeah, he still has hope, though. He still, do you think Gotham can be saved?
Yeah.
He can't become Batman with that mentality. He can only become Batman when he understands, I have to go to this extreme because it's the only way Gotham can be saved. Right,
but
now,
I think
he still believes in the police.
To an extent, he believes in the police, but he's also doing his own thing, you know, and his own kind, I don't want to say investigation, but his own, like, detective work.
But he is, yeah.
But, I mean, because he doesn't seem to trust that the police will do their job.
Well, he trusts Gordon.
He trusts Gordon, but he doesn't trust the GCPD.
Right.
So, I mean, we'll see. I just hope they don't try and do too much too soon, and then it kind of starts to feel lame later on. That's all.
And you know, they need to get rid of Barbara.
Man.
That character
is
useless.
Yeah.
Having the doctor on the show is so much better than having Barbara on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they're intentionally trying to make her seem like that, so that way it plays up to when she eventually leaves. you know, Jim Gordon, but...
Right, but at this point, I mean, they're not married. Yeah. She hasn't had James yet. So that's, you know, we're a long way off from her being sick and tired of him being Commissioner Gordon and running with Batman and taking off. And you know, at this point, they've already introduced Sarah Essen as the captain. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's just, you know, okay, don't worry about, don't focus on that.
Yeah.
Again, if you do a time jump, you know, then you bring her back and she's more, you know, she's been to rehab and whatever.
Yeah, I think that would work. I just, unfortunately, I don't think they're going to do a time jump.
What? She needs to go to rehab.
Rehab for being a lesbian.
No, she was.
No,
she was,
no, the drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've
no,
seen.
No, you can't pray the gay away.
I know, but that's where my head went. She's like, wait, for
there's
being
nothing
with,
wrong with being a lesbian.
No, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying when she said she needs to go to rehab, I'm like, I don't think that's her. You know, the only problem with her character in the show.
I don't have a problem with her being a lesbian.
Neither do I, but for being married to Jim Gordon, I do. That's a whole Chasing Amy thing.
Maybe he doesn't have a problem with that.
Okay. I just thought that was funny. I don't think I don't think rehab would help with that. That's all I was going at.
What do you think
at.
Would help with it, Colin?
Nothing.
It's not like you go to Bible camp.
I just think it was a bad plot point. You don't take the lover of your main character.
The mic again.
No, but having your lover,
the
girlfriend of your main character all of a sudden hooking up with another girl.
Is awesome.
And then moving out or whatever she did. Well, yeah, she left.
But now he gets to make out with the alien.
Oh, I know. Hey, I got it. I got it.
I missed that show.
She was, it was a good show. And she was hot in Homeland. Got to see her, you know, Showtime.
She's been hot.
Showtime, baby.
All the way back to Firefly, she was hot.
Yep. Smoking.
Anyway.
Okay. This got creepy. What's next?
Sorry. So what'd you read, Pat?
Well, I'll start with the worst book of 2015 already.
Is there a crack in the window?
I don't know.
No, I think
you dropped the mic so hard it sent.
No, but can you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It is.
Worlds are being smashed together.
Yeah, while you're standing there.
Spider-Verse number 2.
Didn't read it yet, but it's...
It was a steaming pile.
I redeemed the code. I put it on my iPad, and I looked at it seven times in my list of things to be able to read and skipped over something else.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I
had a crack in my window. Sorry.
No. No, but we were
talking. Adam's fingerprints are now all over it. Great.
That's what they do. We got on tape.
He's a window licker.
I know he's a window licker. Yeah, true, true.
It's still
wind. Somebody actually gave me table this time.
Anyway. So, Spider-Verse number 2,
you skipped the first one on your list?
We'll get to that.
Okay. Just like, shut up, everybody.
Because I wanted to get to the steaming
I'm talking
pile.
About a terrible book, guys.
Yeah, damn it. It was three stories, one of which wasn't even in English.
Oh, God.
Which isn't a problem, except for I don't speak Spanish, and you didn't translate. No. I don't mind it if they do the little translation, or if they did enough where, like, one character spoke in English and the other one spoke in Spanish, and you can at least contextually tell.
And zany antics.
What
first of all, this is
about.
How I almost got in trouble yesterday with Barry, because this is why Barry was saying that I was a racist.
No,
because I didn't like. I got irritated because the book goes through, it's all Spanish, and at the end it says, if you'd like to read the English version, I'm just like, no, I'm good, you know?
I wanted to
read. And you could download it for free, and I'm like, why can't I read the English version to begin with?
Yeah, I wanted to read the English version when I bought
the English.
Translated
in Spanish? Like, they usually put little boxes all over this book, but they can't put one? He's that nervous about that crack.
Colin just left.
It's not a crack. It's gonna, now, ew! That's gross! I smeared it.
It looks disgusting now. What did you do?
Now he's going to go get Windex.
Go get some Windex. Clean that window.
So,
anyways, it was stupid.
That was.
I like the Spider Punk story for some reason.
Everything on the page except for the ships.
It was little though. Not too much to it. It was just like this big punk battle.
Yeah,
and I think I don't know who he killed. Was it Osborn?
Black
is
other.
That's
black. Why was the president in the middle? That it got confusing because. He kept talking about
Norman Osborn was the president.
Yeah, and Punk Spider-Verse, Spider-World. Norman Osborn is the president, and then like Venom is the police force or something.
Yeah, like, they're like the Task Force Thunderbolt or whatever. Even, yeah,
and then that guy in there might have been because he was wearing something. Vote for Ozzy, but it might have not been him, or it might have been like Eddie Brock.
I really feel like I missed something here.
and then it was weird.
You didn't.
It was a weird book.
It
wasn't bad. I liked the art to it.
Pat said it was bad.
I thought it was a steaming pile.
Yeah,
crap.
I was going to say a steaming pile. That's
I liked
not
the,
so good.
I liked the punk story. It had some issues, but I did like the art that they chose to go along with a punk style.
I agree with that. The art,
what I'm saying.
The art was good for that story, but no.
Fisticuffs?
No, 2-0. Blackhawks. No.
Yeah.
Colin, are you going to be here or not?
Kind of related to this?
No.
Last Thursday, my wife brought home a movie I had not seen yet that you guys have talked about, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, my God. Why do you want to talk about
that? That was
awesome,
man.
So we finally watched it, and, man, you guys were not exaggerating. That movie was awful.
That was sucked, right?
That movie was awful.
But I do like how we've had separate podcast about this.
Yeah, this
and then
third
like
third time talking.
Yeah,
about
so
it.
Like you guys talked about it in theaters. I didn't want to see it in theaters. I waited until Redbox, then I talked about it, and then a little bit later, now you finally saw it.
Well, like she
was like, "I got you a comic book movie. You'll love this." You're like,
she brought home, she brought no. him two movies, and she said, "I got two movies I thought you would enjoy, and one was." Edge of Tomorrow.
I thought it was one the end away for Adele to go to bed to watch.
I'd already seen it, so calm down, Pat.
So you just had a crummy evening.
So I already saw it, so I was like, well, I already saw that one, so we'll watch Amazing Spider-Man. But I did comment, I was like, everyone says it's terrible, though. You got a bad movie, I think. And we started watching it. And
you suck at choosing movies.
Like, I'm not going to stand on a lot because it's been beaten to death, but like, he was fine as Spider-Man, I thought, like the banner, but
yeah.
When he was Peter Parker.
Oh,
yeah.
And the talkie.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
In the beginning, I'm like, Peter Parker would not go up on that stage and make out with that girl in front of everyone. Like,
yeah.
He is the awkward guy.
It is not.
When
yeah.
he's outside of the costume.
And then the death of Gwen Stacy stuff was fine. I didn't mind
that. The world's heaviest calculator?
How much build up did you need to foreshadow that she was going to die?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how many of these, like, you know, romance scenes you have to throw in there to foreshadow that something bad is going to happen.
I'd hate if something I'd kill myself if something happened.
And then when Harry shows up as the goblin, and it's just like, what was that? Like, he had this.
Well, his father lived for 50 years with this disease.
Yeah, he had sparkly skin.
Oh, so I see you're trembling. Oh, wait, now you're dead.
It started at the same age for me, but did it progress that quickly?
And he never would have hated Spider-Man had Spider-Man not shown up and said, no, I won't give you my blood.
He wasn't getting the blood. Why do you bother showing up?
Why do you show
up?
You
know, oh, my God, like the rhino Josh? At the end.
He probably didn't make it that far.
No, we did because
she
wanted to turn it off. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, we got to watch the end. I hate stopping a movie before the end. Unless it's absolutely god-awful. And
she's probably bored out of her mind.
Yeah.
I was bored out of my mind.
So we get the part with the rhino, and Spider-Man's talking to that kid. I'm like, why isn't he going to shoot them both or something?
That's
why?
What I said. Spider-Man comes behind. He stands behind the kid, right?
Like, slowly?
What is the first thing the bad guy's going to do? He's going to shoot the human shield.
Yeah, this is
he
a Russian gangster.
He's hiding kid. Like, he's going to blast
the kid. He lands behind the kid, slowly, like, strolls in front of the kid, talks for a second, and I'm like, what's Rhino doing? Why is he standing there going?
He endangered that kid's life by doing something really stupid.
Come on, Spider-Man. Finish talking to him.
Rhino's just like, I'm going home. This movie's boring. I'm the Rhino. I got better things to do.
He's going to go hang out with
Paul Giamatti should have been like, no, I can't. This doesn't work. I've been in good movies.
I'm going to go hang out with the Grizzly and all the kangaroo, the Gibbon. Yeah, all those animal characters.
Alfred Molina wouldn't have done this.
Oh my God, what a good movie. Spider-Man 2.
I'm glad you guys
watched
it.
Not Amazing Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2.
I mean, I had to see it to see if it was as bad as everyone was making out to me. Why are you licking your hand?
He's a cat.
Yeah. I just looked over and Colin's licking the back of his hand.
Dry spot.
He's going.
He wants to look perfect.
Next book,
you can't
Pat.
Do that.
Okay. Deadpool, I know none of you guys.
You've been an awful podcast.
I just want to go home.
First he broke it, and then he talks about Squirrel Girl fantasies.
He's actually a version of Catwoman that we're going to see during Convergence.
Colin, is that where you learned that hand-looking thing from Squirrel Girl?
See what happens
dry,
when you invite him?
Like this.
Well,
What else is that?
Okay.
That he broke it. That he stole Pat's nose.
Yeah, I know. So Deadpool, I know none of you guys read it. It was all about fracking. But they called it gracking, and they were pumping gamma into... It was.
Are we talking about like gacking? You know, like
gracking.
I thought it was oil like and that gas industry fracking.
Yes. Or
about like ESG fracking.
No, we're talking about like oil and gas fracking. No, not GAC. It's not Nickelodeon. Jesus.
They're making the
will you give him noises? A plastic bag to play with?
No, I'm just going to sit here and be quiet. Not touch anything.
Dave liked it. I got something out of Dave here.
I'm ashamed but I'm... what GAC is.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what GAC is.
Yeah.
But I'm 45.
Yeah, but you deliver
so
to kids.
We'll get you. We'll find you some GAC.
So,
I think we brought someone for Megan to play with when she was here.
I'm 46. We got 46,
Megan distracted.
Sorry.
Santa has no age.
Timeless.
Giving away my trade secret.
That's right.
Colin's in his upper 50s. I mean,
I don't think he is, actually.
I'm going to hit you all.
He's not, but someone said he was recently.
Is he checking his phone for something?
I'm playing a game. Just keep going.
Just keep going.
Is it a picture of a squirrel? A girl.
Green Lantern Corps.
I read that.
It was good. Had an issue. There were a lot of mixed up word bubbles, which really irritated me. And I guess this went really far with people because I tweeted the writer. What's his name? Van Jensen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, what happened? And he's just like, I'm as upset about it as you are. And I said, it was good. I did. I told him. I said, it was... For what it was worth, I thought it was a good issue. It was a better after story for that book than the Green Lantern one. Because the Green Lantern one was okay for what it was.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with it, but I think this was a good story, and it's leading into... Yeah, but the only problem I have with it, it's leading into a huge event again, which we knew about these shadow people.
Well,
after,
it's not. Yeah, it's no. A huge event. Green Lantern Corps is ending.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be leading into the Shadow Empire thing.
I think it's just its own arc. I don't think it's going to tie into other things, though.
Oh, well, I was going by, at the end, do you remember the Derlin stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, at the end of the Derlin stuff...
Very confusing.
At the end of it, they had the Shadow people, and they said this was all their plan all along. So whatever they led the Derlins to do,
yeah,
this is
but
from them.
I think it's just going to be an arc within
it could be, yeah.
In that book.
That I'm not sure, but I said...
I hope. I
can't... I don't think the Green Lanterns must be exhausted. I know they're fictional characters and everything, but they should be tired by now.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure the Green Lantern proper book is in for the next few issues focus on... You know, the Guardians and
Hal
Jordan's and their issue. And
I think it makes sense, though, that that John Stewart becomes core leader.
I think, yeah.
It just makes more sense. Hal Jordan, that never made sense to me. You know, but at least John Stewart has experience in leading something like that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't see them suddenly stripping Hal of it and giving it to...
After he went to Necron, I think he will.
Well, I
guess Black Hand.
I could see them. I could see them having a problem with it, but I think the other Lanterns would back Hal because he did what he had to do. And
yeah, and that's true too. He might. But you know, I always found that weird anyway. Like when they were having the vote about that, about okay, we're going to make Hal Jordan in charge of the Corps. Didn't someone say he was freaking Parallax? What are you doing?
They might want to bring Hal Jordan back to the Justice League.
Well, and that's, you know, we haven't had a Green Lantern on Justice League since the first
Supposedly, Simon Baz is supposed to be part of that.
But see, he was part of America.
He was part of Justice League America, yeah.
He's supposed to be part of Justice League now, too.
That's what they say, yeah. You never see him.
Well, you saw him briefly when he's kind of
But he doesn't get along with Cyborg.
What's her name, yeah.
He was training Yolanda Moreno's or the Power Ring.
Yeah, whatever. But she's boring. She really is. Well, it's not that she's boring. They haven't done anything with her because once they did this, they jumped right into this Amazovirus, which has been good. But, you know, you just have this character you brought in and we have nothing to go on. But besides, she's combat ready. Or now is she sick? Is she sick with the Amazovirus?
Yeah, I think she is.
It's just like, why did she join? She's just like...
She's just had couple weeks.
She stayed locked up
it's
in
like
your
I
room.
Should have stayed in my room. If I would have stayed as a shut-in, I would have been good.
See, so
Amazovirus.
So she was right all along.
Yeah, she was thinking. dangerous out there.
You hear that, all you shut-ins? Just stay in your room.
Well, you know, when you live in a world where Atlantis is flooding every city, and then these super...
beings from another dimension.
Alternate dimension beings push the moon in front of the sun. I mean, it's about time you stay in your room.
Uncle Ben stayed in his room, and he was still alive in that.
He did.
In that universe.
But we learned something today in the issue.
Okay.
You read it already?
Well, yep, I read it.
Well, I didn't read it.
You guys were talking
it.
About whatever you were
I didn't read it.
Way to check out of the podcast.
Jeez. Yeah. Me and Colin.
When is he checked into the podcast?
That's a very valid point, Pat.
Always so,
here. Walking Dead. Did I read that?
I read it.
Yep.
So, what do you think of this girl, Lydia?
Oh, the little psycho
mother?
Yeah. Beads?
I'm kind of thinking... I think she's playing Carl.
She's a plant.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she's a plant.
Yeah.
And they even mentioned that. Remember, they were, in the book, they were waiting outside the wrong village,
yeah.
thinking that that's where she was, and she's not there. And because they went to... What are they calling it? What is Rick's village called?
Alexandria.
And then they wanted to be at the Hilltop.
The Hilltop, yeah.
But, and then they mentioned that it's kind of that she's supposed to be here. That's what she's, you know. So she's a plant. They need to just kill her now.
Yeah, but that's, you know, she's going to show Carl her boobs, and then he's, he already gave her his hat, so.
Yeah.
That's how it starts.
Yeah, that irritated me a little bit. I was just like, no.
Like.
You can't just give away your hat, Carl.
Yeah, that's your hat.
That's
not like you can go to the hat store in the apocalypse.
No, you can't. I think they've tried.
Yeah.
It's that hole that perfectly matches his eye.
But I'm pretty sure of anything, hats are probably still in the stores. There? Like,
true.
Food isn't, but
true.
Hats probably.
That could be, yeah.
Probably could.
Still haven't seen Michonne, though.
Mm-mm.
Maybe she's dead.
No.
Oh, no, she's... Well, we haven't seen the other... The kingdom.
Yeah, but... Yeah, with
she's music that's on constant.
It's the arcade.
Okay.
It's the video game. He put some...
credits.
Free credits on it, so it just kind of plays
so
until they go away.
Play Sonic 8.
So, yeah. Moving on. Batman Eternal.
Yeah. It was okay.
It was okay.
They finally got back to the nanites,
and
then I'm kind of like, now I don't care about the nanites.
Yeah.
The nanites were ignored for so long, and then this issue, it was like, I don't know, they
somehow they're part of the bigger part. The only problem, the thing I had about it was Mad Hatter. Come on, please don't make him the big bad, but there has to be something beyond
no,
that.
He's
definitely not.
Because I'm just like, seriously, he's the one who thought up the nanites, but I think something's up with...
Well, then you had the thing with Catwoman and the other bad guys.
Well, Stephanie's a big part of this story. And yeah. I feel like... something is more with her family that you don't know.
Is it today's issue that finally, like...
Yeah, they go into it a little bit. I was just looking at it over halfway through. And basically she meets up with... In that issue, she meets up... They tell you, not to spoil what's in it, but the last issue, a bounty hunter comes to collect her,
mm-hmm.
not saying that he's there to kill her, but to collect her for somebody else. And today they show you who it was.
Catwoman.
No.
No? Because that's who I thought she ended up with in Batman 20.
Yeah.
That's who she was with in Batman.
Yeah. But no, not this. That's not what
I'm doing. Okay, well. Then we'll find out.
Yeah. I don't want to give away. It came out today.
Okay. World's End?
Yeah. I read that. Superman is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again.
He's not very super in there, too.
No.
Well, he's been underground, so I guess if they would have got him above ground, he might have been able to absorb the yellow sun.
Yeah.
And then Superman again, it might have been, but they waited so long.
But it was called Sacrifice, so you had to have a sacrifice.
I guess. What are they sacrificing? Why did he sacrifice for what?
To stop them from using his corrupted DNA.
Oh, well, somebody else could have sacrificed himself.
Yeah, but if it wasn't him, then it wouldn't have stopped his DNA.
Yeah, that's true.
And they were making super power demons.
That's true.
I
don't know why he just didn't, like, shoot one of them, not him, but the Superman, shoot Heat Vision right into Desaad's face. Nobody thinks of that.
I don't know.
I mean, does Desaad have any, like, abilities besides just being obnoxious?
A weasel?
Yeah. Is that about it? So, I don't know, like...
That was the alternate title for Desaad was Weasel Man.
Weasel Man. He had his own villain book on Villain Month.
Yeah, he did. But yeah, I guess they've taken out three of the four Furies, and now Huntress Fury is the only one left.
Three of the four Furies.
Death, Famine, and Pest. No, Death, Famine, and
I thought they broke free in the book that they couldn't do it, and then he was just like, we need the animal avatar or whatever.
Well, they need the animal avatar to defeat
the Huntress.
They tried
to stop her, but I thought she broke through. Like, one of them, like, rips off a tentacle of what's his name, of the water one.
No, because the one was one drown. Because remember they, Alan Scott tells the one that was his boyfriend.
Did they
the white one.
That's what I'm saying.
I think they're not dead, but they're stopped.
Yeah.
Except for whatever one the Huntress is, and I forget which. I think she's...
For some reason, I thought they still broke free of all that. Like, they were able to... one of them was able to get away from something, and I don't know. I'd have to look at it. But it was for some reason, I thought they still got away from that. They still needed the animal one to show up. Which, did they break the animal one free from Desaad?
That's what happened at the... That's why Superman did what he did, was to do that. So I guess that's what's going to come up in this week's issue. And then Future's End.
Didn't love this issue.
I didn't either.
It got very, for me, confusing during the section with 50 Sue
and Banger and Mash.
Like, some of the things they were saying, I'm like... Did my issue not have a page or something in here? I don't know. It seemed very scattered.
Well, first of all, 50 Sue fakes her death. So she's not dead.
Yeah.
Basically... I know, but it's we're good on these books. If it's today, no. But they didn't show us that she died, like, that she's alive, but...
But you know she is.
She faked that in order to teleport them out of there... to where they need to be. Then what happened with Batman? I guess Batman's still watching this.
Batman was watching
Bat Joker.
Terry McGinnis in
Plastique.
Get it on times.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Creepily. And then after he got... after Batman Beyond got clocked by Red Robin, and then Batman, Joker, Two-Face... showed up, and then Batman yelled no. And
is it creepy when it's your clone?
I mean, when your clone is smashed together with Joker.
No.
That's not a clone. That's him.
Terry McGinnis, the clone, is Batman's. Oh. Is Bruce Wayne's clone?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of creepy.
Still kind of creepy.
But is he? I know he was.
In this Earth, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I know he was in Justice League Unlimited, but I don't know if he was.
Was he an exact clone?
No. It was Bruce's DNA with his mother's DNA. Yeah. So it was basically...
It's like a son, almost.
Yeah.
A son.
Yeah.
It's creepier.
Yeah.
And so we went from creepy...
So he's watching his son
get
all the
creepy
plastic.
To... Yeah, that was pretty creepy.
But he doesn't know it's his son, so it's okay.
That's true.
Oh, not as creepy.
Yeah.
The creepy meter is going crazy here.
It's going crazy.
We're not quite in free candy van territory, but it's, yeah.
Oh, no, at the beginning of the podcast, it was kind of creepy. So
yeah. We got to go pretty far, though, to out-creep the Squirrel Girl thing.
Yeah.
And then, finally, Star Wars, number one.
That's why he's not talking about this podcast, because he's giving up. He's just like, I'm not talking anymore.
I mean, there's no Star Trek, so.
No, it's true. It was no
Star Trek. It certainly was not.
Wait, you should have led into that one. It's the biggest book of the year.
Well, that's why I saved it for last.
A billion copies sold.
It should have been Pat's News.
A bajillion copies.
Pat's News Flash. Star Wars came out.
I didn't love it. I didn't love
it. I thought it was okay.
But I thought it was only okay.
It was okay. Like,
yeah.
Some
I want
of the dialogue
especially
it right.
If you've read Ant-Man and S.H.I.E.L.D., those were both big $5 big stories. This one... It was okay.
It was
there
big.
There just wasn't a lot of story.
It was
to
big,
it.
But the last 15 pages were
previews.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No, I didn't. Yeah, it wasn't. I didn't want to spend $5 on Ant-Man, but it was. Okay. I felt okay at the end of it. I felt like I got a good story out of it. I didn't feel that way about Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'll be on board for number two.
What? I already ordered a million copies of number two.
It was that
you're
you?
Screwed.
That was me. Look.
You had to do the party before, not now.
Tatooine.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait, no, they were not Tatooine. Aaron's a weird planet. My thing about this book was, really, it wasn't anything new. It wasn't really thing, like, everybody knows these characters, which I think what they were trying to do was reintroduce these characters with a fairly generic story that they end up on a planet, they're fighting the Empire, and Darth Vader shows up. And yeah. That's basically the book. And my problem with it was, if this was a $2 or $3 book, I would have been like, okay, yeah, whatever. This was a $5 book, and it had hardly any story. It wasn't really that shocking of a book. It wasn't that exciting of a book. I know Colin had issue with the art, right? You had some art issues. I didn't really mind. I thought
a couple panels were off. Yeah.
I know a lot of people online were mentioning, a few things that seemed off about characters.
Luke Skywalker C-3PO. Did not seem like Luke Skywalker to me.
Well, they said C-3PO with the
I thought Han was right.
Han was right for the most part.
Especially because, remember, this isn't even Empire. This is in between A New Hope and Empire. Yeah. So that was right.
He was all right. Leia dipped into a couple parts where I was like, huh, that doesn't sound like her in a few panels.
Luke was way too confident.
Luke
and
did not sound anything.
I will say one of the big things about the book that I'm going to have a problem with if in the next issue is that if Luke Skywalker has a big, fairly large battle with Darth Vader with a lightsaber,
then it makes the Battle Empire meaningless.
Yeah. But not even that it makes it meaningless. It doesn't make any sense because he has no Jedi training. He has nothing. Yeah. That's why Obi-Wan... Yeah. So really, it makes Obi-Wan's death
He needs to go into that battle at the end of Empire feeling like overly confident because he hasn't faced this guy before.
Yeah.
And suddenly get this big, wake-up call that,
Oh, wait, I don't have a hand.
Now, none of this do we know yet because we haven't seen the second issue. So after this, there might be some distraction. He might not fight him. He might just talk to him, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Or what if we find out he was in the cave the whole time?
It was him.
He's on Dagobah and he's still in the cave.
It was his head that he was holding after cutting it off. Or did he cut his head off or he cut his mask off? I forget.
He cut his head off and the mask exploded.
It fell over and then it exploded. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Come on, go back and rewatch. If you haven't watched it this year, go back and rewatch it.
I watch it every year. The ending, not the ending of the book, the previews in the back were just
I didn't even
awful.
Read the previews.
Like, there wasn't, it was Darth Vader, he comes out, I don't think there was any text. And then he was just like, and it was just the day I read. And that's the other thing. All the solicits are saying the original Sith Lord. I'm just like, what does that mean? He isn't the original.
He was the original apprentice.
Yeah, apprentice. They're still Palpatine, and everybody's. Some people are telling me, well, it's not the expanded universe. That doesn't matter.
Was he the
just like Palpatine isn't the regular universe.
Apprentice. I mean,
What about Dooku?
He's not the original.
Oh, okay.
There's one of each.
Right, but I'm just saying he wasn't.
Wait, you know what? I was actually thinking about that today. Saying. I have a problem
and then
with
Maul?
That.
What?
Siths are kind of like pirates. They have a loose code, but these are not the kind of guys that follow rules. There's more than one.
Palpatine follows the rules.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, because he always has one apprentice.
He follows the rules that
and there's always one master.
He had Dooku and he had Maul.
Maul was dead.
Not at the same time. Maul died and then he was replaced
by him. You don't know at what point Dooku became
I don't know that, but that's the rules
but
that
I mean,
say. We don't know
well,
any
we're
going to
really. I mean, these are not the kind of guys like, no, rules is rules, but it can only take one apprentice.
But I think since if Dooku was turned, I'm willing to believe that he was turned after
Maul. If they follow, if...
Cause look how
and
many
I don't
years,
know how
much
they're considering the Clone Wars cartoon.
Yeah, no, I get that piece.
I don't know if they're considering the Clone Wars cartoon as a regular expanded or what. I doubt it.
No.
It has to be part of it.
No. Anything that they didn't embrace themselves does not count.
Yeah, and in that they made a point that when Palpatine figured out that Maul was alive still, he wanted him dead because that's how it's supposed to be. Yeah. And so he goes after, at the end.
Well, but that also makes sense because Maul knows who Palpatine is.
Yeah.
So he's a liability at that point.
Yeah. That's kind of it, too. And but still, the original Sith doesn't make any sense because there's tons of them still in there. And
Maul was still alive.
I don't even know if they
the
consider
–
they can't consider Darth what's his name? Plagueis.
Plagueis.
They can't consider him expanded universe because they mentioned him in the prequels. So he's the original with that. You know, it's just stupid. Like, I don't know where their marketing people get them or who writes this copy. But it's just like, that doesn't make any sense.
Someone that didn't watch the movies.
Well, the whole Marvel, the whole thing about the Battle World thing, and it's, you know, the event, the announcement, the end-all announcements, that just sounds stupid. Like, who is writing that? But anyways. The preview for Leia looked really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it looked bad. The only one I'm probably excited for is Darth Vader. I wish they would do more with Boba Fett.
They said something about Lando Calrissian's going to get his own book.
Again, like, it's getting to be so Marvel sounding. Because, like, we got everybody. Let's give everybody we can find a book. And then, even if we don't have to have a book, let's give them a book. You know?
Yeah.
Girl, Papa.
And we'll put Marvel Knights on the top of it, just like they were doing originally with the Marvel Knights run. It just, that's what they're doing. They're going back to that before Marvel Knights thing, where they just basically said, what's doing good right now? Okay, make it like that. We don't care what you do about it. We don't have a plan for it. Just put out as much as we can. I hope we get money for
it. I think a Lando book could be cool.
It could be, but if they have to have, they have to have something for it.
Not much is known about his character, his background. I'd love to see how he got a hold of Cloud City and all that kind of stuff.
I bet it involved Colt 45.
I think that'd be cool.
The whole thing is, they have to put somebody on the book that has an idea of what. They can't just have a book to have a book. They have to put somebody on a book that has a plan, that knows how to write that character, who would work with that character. Yeah. That's kind of my thing with it. But,
well, they should try that. They haven't yet.
So for this book, though, for a $5 book, it wasn't that great.
I'll be devil's advocate because
I'm going to be in the middle because I don't want to say it was like...
Oh, I didn't hate it.
I'm not going to say five stars. I'll probably say
three. I don't want to say... It
wasn't terrible.
It didn't live up to
there was nothing exciting about it. There was nothing to get me back.
I think the problem, though, with Star Wars, and Star Wars is one of those... There's a lot of... And that's the problem.
Yeah.
There's so much passion involved. And you think back to, you know, the first time you're, you know, a kid sitting in the seat and the Star Destroyer goes over your head... If you don't have one of them moments, it's like, oh, it's not good. If you take it on its own, it may be okay.
That's probably because I just love the characters so much, and I'm probably too forgiving.
What's this? What are you doing over there?
Squirrel Girl!
I thought there were some cool moments in the book. I love
Drunk, go home.
Using the stormtroopers as human shields, as the shield for himself. That we've never seen something like that before. I thought that was cool.
Kraken.
No. He's calling it, he's mixing crack in his Coke.
If only.
Right at the beginning of the page. And I liked how you messaged me on Facebook when you were reading it. Because he just had the same thought I did. Because I saw it the day we were putting it out. And I just looked and I opened the book. Page dedicated to...
It's a $5 book and you're going page
open
one.
Open the next page. The entire spread says Star
Wars.
It took them long to get to the book. And I get it. They were trying to be cute.
Well,
I get it.
Plays much better when reading on an iPad. Like, when I'm reading on an iPad,
it
seemed more, like, epic than in the book when you're just flipping through it. It's like, burr, burr, burr.
But for $5 going into this book, Han gets out of his ship. He's entering negotiations. Turns out there's no negotiations. They go and try to rescue some things. They get back on a ship. Darth Vader shows up.
Yeah, but the last time someone tried to negotiate, they locked him in a room, put gas, and then sent droidicas after him.
We don't talk about Phantom Menace here, Pat.
But that's what happens.
Phantom Menace never happened, Pat.
It happened. I saw it. It was a thing.
Maybe I just don't like the time period they picked for this book.
That too.
Maybe I would be more excited if this picked up after Jedi. And served as a
bridge
gap
to
between that and the new movies.
Yeah.
I was just a little confused that the Empire didn't know who Han was.
They should have known. Yeah. How dumb can they be? Like, he was there. He was on...
Yeah, he made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
And don't they know his
which,
ship?
That's like running a mile
because
and a half
wasn't
mile.
Wasn't his ship
it's
the one that took
impressive.
Out Darth Vader at the end of the
and,
New Hope?
Yeah, I know the Death Star exploded.
No.
Yeah. But there wasn't
no.
any sort of.
He took out the other TIE fighter, and the other
else,
TIE fighter took out Darth ship.
Yeah.
Oh, it was an accidental
Didn't you ever
shot?
Watch it? No.
Han shot the TIE fighter. The TIE fighter turned, hit Darth's ship. Darth's ship bounced off the port and then shot out.
I don't remember what it did.
You probably never seen this movie.
We'll watch it tomorrow.
You've never seen this movie?
I can't watch Star Wars now.
This comic is based on the movie.
It's right there. Don't you watch that every year?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't watch it.
Yeah, and you can't remember?
It's time to do the dramatic reading again.
Okay.
Oh, it's downstairs.
Oh.
Then we'll have to do it with...
Dramatically.
Get the Shakespeare one.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I bought it. For my brother.
I got another one.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're good.
I'm moving on.
Dave.
Besides Star Wars, Daredevil, number 12.
Adam hated it.
It was good.
He went to Facebook to sing its praises.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it was really good. Second part.
These are my followers.
Both of them?
Dave, Josh.
Second part of a two-part story with the new stunt master mm-hmm. and the old stunt master. We learned, I don't know, should I give this away? Should we give away the ending to this? Because if you haven't read it.
It would have gave it, yeah.
Well.
Because you would almost get it. They would have had to read the last one. Yeah, ones. Well, they were going to read it already.
You find out the old stunt master, he fakes his death. And he kind of orchestrated this new stunt master.
Yeah.
Because the old stunt master, he's just all about showmanship, and he just wanted to one up Daredevil here.
It twists all over the place because the first part of the first issue of this, which is the last one you talked about, what was it, a couple weeks ago, dealt with that this. New stunt master was wanting Daredevil. He was taking his tagline of man without fear, and he was going to use that. Daredevil didn't care until it turns out that the old one, he thinks, committed suicide because of all of this, because of him taking the stunt master name.
Yeah.
So Daredevil goes to confront him, and he says, basically, you have to do this race. He's like, he decides to do it somehow. I forget how that went. But they decide to do it, and he figures out, just by Daredevil's senses, that it isn't the same guy in the stunt suit that he was originally talking to, that he actually placed the old stunt master
they're switching the guys
into this suit and had him doing the race. So every race that he doesn't escape from. He puts a new body in it and then basically sacrifices them in order to make the stunt. And so that was a cool twist. And then you get to this issue, and it turns out that this was all a plan from Stuntmaster, the original Stuntmaster, to kind of make a comeback.
Yeah.
To come back from the dead, basically. All because to save, you know, this was all him, you know, all along. Z-go. And I said... It was good. Like it had, you'd have to read it. It gets very confusing when you're talking about it.
Yeah.
But when you're reading it, it had that feeling of I liked it so much because it felt like a Marvel book to me. It had the Marvel type of story, and I don't know. It just two issues. It was done. Had a really good story. A kind of a good mystery to it.
Yeah. Or it was great. They're riding motorcycles on the Golden Gate Bridge, and there's a good car chase.
Yeah.
Through San Francisco, that was.
And Daredevil's driving the car, and he has his cane thing on. Yeah. And there was a few other things that were happening. Yeah.
He's car. Hey.
Colin, it's a good thing you didn't say that. It would have been offensive.
Didn't say a word.
First lesbians, now blind people.
If there were squirrels, it would be okay.
I just didn't understand how rehab would help with that. Sorry.
The art was great on the last
page. Nobody does.
On the last page, Matt professes, he says to Kristen McDuffie that he loves her.
Yeah.
And he's like kind of surprised that those words that came out of his mouth. And that's a hard, I think that'd be a hard thing for an artist to get across. But he gets it across. With Matt's facial expression.
The whole thing about this book is, and I can't, it's like I feel like I can't recommend it too much anymore, because if I send you the issues, the writer's going to be ending soon. The creative team's going to be ending on that book.
Yeah.
And who knows what's going to be happening after with whatever their plan is for Marvel in general.
Hopefully there is a Daredevil.
Yeah, and hopefully they can give you this good book, because frankly, I think it's the only book right now that they have that feels like a Marvel book and is still telling good stories, at least for me. So I don't recommend it necessarily to jump onto it, probably not now, but I do recommend the trades.
Yeah.
Picking up the trades would be really worth it if you're wanting to read some good Daredevil stuff. Recently, it's been good, because before this came out, all the Daredevil stuff was pretty bad with Shadowland and all that. So if you want a good run on Daredevil, pick it up.
Yeah, I'm just really amazed by Mark Waid. He's been writing books for years and years, and he just comes up with new stuff all the time.
Yeah, he had a hard time with the Hulk just recently, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a short run.
He was doing well with Hulk. Well, he did
Indestructible. Indestructible, yeah.
So he was doing well with Hulk up until it started tying with Ultron. Yeah. Age of Ultron. And then it had the whole, like, 8-issue arc about, you know, time travel being broken and Hulk's lost in time. And
yeah.
it never gained back its momentum after the time runs out in Ultron tie-ins.
They should have had the Hulk go, like, Buck Rogers and spin through... and Tweaky show up. Beat, beat, beat.
Like, there was an issue where Hulk was, it was like a pirate ship, and then Hulk was riding dinosaurs. Ooh. But it went on too long.
But I can see Hulk riding dinosaurs.
Yeah.
He was riding a dinosaur and he was a pirate?
Mm-hmm. Not a dinosaur riding pirate. That would just be ridiculous.
Oh, no, he was.
That wouldn't be ridiculous. Oh, really? That would be amazing.
But it just, it lost all its momentum.
He was fighting ninjas?
It was great for a while there, then it just died.
Instead of a mermaid, he has a Tyrannosaurus on the front of his boat.
That's right. It just hangs there. It's just like, ah.
It's short little arm.
A live T-Rex.
That's how they crash into other boats. It just eats people off of it. Is anybody writing this down? Or we've got a Hulk story.
I like Wade. I think he...
Dave, get your notebook.
Been a little bit hit or miss, though.
Hulk, pirate, dinosaur.
Well, he also wrote the next book, Shield Number 2, which I liked.
Yeah, I just...
I
don't know. I didn't... It's not
did
that
you read
I
did, it?
No, I didn't read it. And it's one of these books that, like, I'm hesitant on picking up because I'm kind of not totally for, like, them just making... the book could be amazing, which maybe I'm hurting myself by doing this, but I don't like to pick things up just because they exist somewhere in media and other people are like them, so we have to have a S.H.I.E.L.D. book.
Yeah.
Because that looks like... That's what I'm so much disliking about Marvel right now is that, as I was saying a little while ago, that, yeah, we'll bring it out just because we have to have something, not necessarily because we have a good idea. And it could be good, though. So, I don't know.
This issue was... It was a light fun issue. Simmons is undercover as a teacher at Ms. Marvel's school.
The only thing I didn't like about it, and I didn't read it, I just kind of flipped through it, but the first one was kind of serious, kind of telling the story. This one looks very campy.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like the kids are throwing up cheese, and the cheese is attacking people. And it's got Humberto Ramos art, and it's got Ms. Marvel, who's all stretchy, growy, and it looked very campy.
She's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
She stretches. Racist. Don't we already have a stretchy guy?
Her
power is not just stretchy. Her power is she can morph into different things. She just happens to make herself.
It. So she's kinda, morph?
Yeah.
What? From the old X-Men cartoon? No.
Morph, yeah. Remember Morph? He died. First episode.
He'll be back. He's on Battleworld.
She can.
Is he really? Oh, yeah, because that's part of it. Is it the cartoon? Mm-hmm. Or is it 90s X-Men?
I think it's the cartoon.
Morph.
Sorry, we'll find out as soon as everything's not classified.
Do you know how sad Wolverine was when Morph died?
I do not.
The Sentinel was
how sad was
he? And he was just like, Morph.
I don't even remember Morph.
Because he was only on like one episode.
He had that scratchy voice going on. He was very upset.
But then he was in Exiles.
Oh, and Morph and Beast, because then Beast got arrested.
I don't.
Okay, moving on.
Did he interrupt you? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that you did. You brought up Morph.
She can shapeshift, but she just normally...
He interrupted us then.
...makes herself bigger or stretches out, but she can look like different people. Or
okay.
Did she make herself look like a cat? That's
not
sad.
Not yet.
She okay. made herself
she has the ability
flat
to do
this issue.
Like
only when she touches her brother's hand. He turns into water. She turns into a cat.
She's a interesting.
She has lockjaw with her right now, so she doesn't want to be a cat.
She has lockjaw? You could get a tetanus shot.
Continue, Dave.
Wow. Go, Dave. I think we're just about
continue.
Done
here. And the last one, Lazarus.
Lazarus, it was good.
Number 14, read that, Josh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really good.
It's not a secret family.
So they're still at the, in the conclave.
Conclave, and Forever is sent by her father to murder her brother, Jonah.
Yeah, it's not cool. He was a douche. It's fine.
But she can't bring herself to do it.
Is that a legal defense?
Well, yeah, he makes... I mean, his pleas and his argument to try and, you know, get her to spare him, which I thought that she wasn't going to. Like, it looked like it was on play out where she was going to end up killing him, but then she puts him in that, you know...
All of a sudden, they're out on suit, the outside of the... That Triton one.
And throws him in the water, yeah.
Yeah.
So she spares him, and then, you know, they go to the, you know, the big meeting in the conclave, and Jacob Hawk gets kind of called out, but then they decide to take it to a, you know, take it to combat.
Right.
The only thing I didn't get is, since they were going to have their champions fight, and he doesn't have a Lazarus, he was saying he can have one of his, you know, allies fight instead. But it looked like they didn't have the option to say, like, yeah, we'll do this. He just got to say, you're going to fight for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Which that didn't make sense, why he could just tell one of the other families that their Lazarus was going to fight for him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it looks like the one they picked was wavering, like the family was wavering back and forth between being allies with Forever's family, the Carlisles, or with the Hawks. And it looks like they switched over to the Hawks. Yeah. And but the Lazarus was, you know, I forget her name, but she was the one who was starting to become, you know, get relationships with these the other, you know, Lazarus that were there. So she's very, you know, apprehensive about this fight. So
I thought it was funny how she stole that. She took that inflatable suit for Jonah, and then her dad's telling her, "Oh, that was quick thinking. How to steal that suit to make it look like he escaped." By
himself.
Cause
the whole thing was she was supposed to make it look like she was to kill him, but make it look like Jacob Hawk killed him in an effort to hide any, you know, evidence of him having him. But it was good. I'm curious to see where the conclave is going to end up, and also we get to see Forever starting to piece together where she actually comes from, whether she's actually part of the family or not, and we start to see that, you know, she starts to find out that Joanna was lying about some things as well about what went down.
Do we know who sent that message to her?
I mean, I think it's Joanna, but we're not sure.
Okay.
But we finally found out that, or she finds out that Jonah's not the one that beat up Joanna. She kind of did it herself, or someone else did it. But
okay,
so it was good.
Yeah, great.
It's
book.
Been a really good book. Yep. So Rye last week. So the whole, like, Rye started off with issue one with the first murder in Japan in, you know, I forget exactly how many years it was. I think it was 1,000 years, but I could be mistaken. It's been a little while. So there's a murder, and Rye is this protector of New Japan, and he, you know, works directly for the leader of New Japan, who's just called Father. And you find out through these issues, and it's on issue six now, but the woman that was murdered in issue one was actually Rai's mother. So Rai is kind of like, you think, you're not sure if he's cybernetic or if he's some sort of, you know, hybrid. But you find out he has a human mother, and she's kind of impregnated by Father, which we found out that Father is, if you're reading the Valiant books, Livewire, which is this, like, artificial intelligence, you know, nanobot liquid. So that's all this leader of Japan is this
nanobots.
Yeah, this Comics artificial oil. Intelligence that's made up of this liquid. So, you know, Rai finds out that his mother's human, and he finds out he's not the first Rai, that there's been several other ones. And throughout these issues, you see this revolt starting where they're trying to overthrow Father to get control over New Japan. And it's Dr. Silk, who's been a villain in the Valiant books, but now this is, you know, thousands of years in the future, so you're not sure what happened, but he's the same Silk. And his allies, you're not quite sure if they're, you know, good or bad, or where, you know, where people stand. within this world, but it makes it kind of more interesting because you're not sure who to really, you know, root for. But so you find out that they have, you know, told previous Rise about him being, you know, having a human mother and what's been going on. And essentially what has happened in the past is that has driven, you know, these different versions of Rai to become insane and go on this, you know, murderous rampage. But this one hasn't done that and is trying to help them in their, you know, revolt against Father without, you know, letting on to Father knows what's going on. So this book, this issue really started taking all the set pieces and putting them in place and the different, you know, factions that are, you know, coming together to go up against Father, and you get a bit more background behind the different, you know, artificial life forms versus the humans that are there, and it's good. It's interesting to see where they're building up to. It's been a, you know, very interesting, solid story from the beginning. Grayson. So Grayson number 6. This, I thought this was a great issue. It starts off with
a lot of people have dropped off lately.
It was, yeah, I thought it was a phenomenal issue, Grayson. It starts off with, you know, Grayson and Helena going after the Paragon Brain, and they go, you know, to this terrorist group because they're supposed to have it, but they get there and they find, you know, essentially a slaughter, and it looks like, you know, people have already made off with the Paragon Brain, and while they're looking for survivors, the Midnighter shows up to confront Grayson and essentially lures Grayson into, you know, the God Garden. And they're having this big fight, and Midnighter seems like he has the upper hand, and he's saying how he has studied Grayson and knows all his moves. And then Grayson says, well, you know all my moves as Nightwing. You don't know how Robin fights. So then he goes from the, you know, the graceful, like, Nightwing character to being the more, you know, arrogant, brash, you know, how he fought it when he was Robin with Batman as a partner. And just when you think he's about to, you know, finish off Midnighter, the Gardener shows up and takes Grayson and apologizes for the Midnighter's actions and takes him through the God Garden, and you think he's about to return to his mission, and she tells him that he has to stay there in the God Garden with her to help her save the God Garden. So he's now, you know, stranded in this, you know, completely other place. And so I'm curious to see where they're going to take it, because now he's separated from the whole spy thing and Spiral.
It's really been the first story that actually has more than one, like, one-and-done issues.
Yeah, this one is, I guess, yeah, the
all
first
of them group. Have had kind of
they've all had like a thread going through them with the, you know, these parts, but this is the first one, yeah, where it feels like a true arc starting.
Where I like the book, I can understand the problem with the book is that, first of all, it's very redundant, and it starts off redundant, as I was saying. They're looking for some sort of body part. They find the body part. They bring it back.
Yeah.
They find it. They bring it back. They sometimes don't bring it back. It's just like, after a while, it's just like, okay, what are these? What is this? Give us something. And I think with...
Because right now we know nothing about them. It's just, it's a MacGuffin. What issue is it? It's 6.
With 6 issues, I think we should know a little bit. 6
issues
bit
plus an
annual. Yeah. And all we know is the same thing we've known since issue 1.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are just like, and it's a lot of them jumped into this thinking Dick Grayson, they were probably Nightwing fans. Yeah. They were like, well, this obviously isn't Nightwing. And they finally were just like, we're done.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen with
it. I mean, I think it's taken the creative team a little bit to find their footing with the book, and it's a drastic change for the character.
Yeah.
So I get that, and I mean, like, I understand why, you know, Pat dropped it last week. I haven't loved every single issue, but I feel like it's moving in the right direction. And this issue especially, like, I feel like it's finally getting to, you know, a very interesting point. So,
and then Midnighter just keeps showing up. He fights him, and then he leaves, and then they meet him again in another
issue.
Well,
this is the first time they had, like, a true, like, all-out
sorry, Dick Grayson, but your princess is in another castle.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like that, to tell you the truth. So, I can see it, but I kind of like you said, I like the last issue. I like the one where he was in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that one I like. That one, I truly like that issue.
Was that the annual?
So, if you like that one, what made you decide
to
do
it? No, I like the annual.
That was the one that I could really say, okay, I really like this. And then the annual, I felt, went back to, like, what the second,
see, I like the
second
annual
and third issue was. And I'm like, eh, it wasn't for me.
But as it is,
I didn't
was
want
still
the spy book.
What the idea
yeah.
It was redundant when you saw at the end, but I don't know. The way the story unfolded, I still appreciate it with the annual.
The thing I think I'm sticking on for mainly is I'm curious of what this is leading to.
And that's the thing that I held out for, because I'm like, I want to see where this is going, but I'm not going to be 40 issues into this and be like, oh, okay, now I know where it's going.
I think that's how it was starting to feel, but once we had the desert issue and then the annual and then this, I think now I'm legitimately like interested in what's going on in the story.
Well, if a couple more good reviews, and maybe I'll pick it up and trade or, you know, whatever. I'll pick it back up when you start reading Wonder Woman again.
Oh, that's a little. That came out today, and thank you for not putting it in my stack.
You said you didn't want it.
I know. I thought you were going to try and force it on me.
No, I wouldn't do
that. He doesn't.
You're the best.
That's so cute.
Captain Marvel finished up the two-part Christmas story that was going on. So Captain Marvel and Lila Cheney teleport back to Earth because...
Lila Cheney?
Yeah.
Holy cow, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah, so they went. She took her back to Earth right before Christmas. Lila Cheney had to do Christmas shopping, and Captain Marvel had to tie up things that have, you know, gone on Earth while she's been in space. So while she's visiting her friend in the hospital, she gets captured, I guess, by Grace Valentine and this geneticist, and they want to try and take, you know, Captain Marvel's blood or DNA and try and get her powers for themselves. So, but not a whole lot happened in the issue. She was, you know, captured for most of it, but it was just a fun issue. Like, there was more, you know, Christmassy stuff than probably necessary. Like, at one point, this hobo who was dressed up as like a mall Santa Claus turned into actual Santa Claus and helped her get free of her, you know, bond.
So this was a realistic
issue. Are we talking
issue?
About yeah. Harley Quinn?
No, we're talking about Captain Marvel. This was after she, you know, kicked Santa Claus in the face to distract them. And
this really does sound
like
Harley
Quinn. Were you okay,
Dave? But it was a fun issue. I mean,
I'm not excited to hear there's some imposters out there.
I didn't love seeing that, you know,
there were systems,
mystical like Santa Claus showed up, but otherwise it was
a serious thing.
It was fun.
It is.
And then what else? I think that's Death Defying Dr. Mirage. So the fifth issue of that, which was a miniseries, that was the last issue of the miniseries, came out last week. So I don't want to give anything away for anyone that might, you know, buy the trade, which I would highly recommend buying the trade, but it ties up, you know, she's been in the dead side, which is essentially where all the, you know, spirits reside at, trying to find her husband. And while, you know, on Earth, there's this, you know, group of, you know, five guys who were in the military, and back during the wars, they acquired different occult objects and essentially got very much into the occult and were causing a terror between the real world and the dead side, because they essentially captured a demon from the dead side and kept him as their servant. So it tied up the, you know, battle on the dead side, tied up the what was going on in the lives. So it sets up things for, you know, future stories with her and her husband, who is dead but was kind of brought over to the real world by this, you know, this demon. It was a very good, like, supernatural, you know, story in five issues. The art was great, and I think they're coming out with a second volume here pretty soon. Colin?
My turn. Didn't break it. But Wolverines 2. Nobody else is reading the Marvel Weekly? You'll read all these DC Weekly? I did not tell you.
You said he didn't have a goatee. Don't read this book.
No. That sounds but like not him. A whole
and
lot.
He still doesn't have a goatee.
Not a whole. Well, he does inside, though. When this
it
artist,
doesn't make any sense.
I know. Not a whole lot happens in this one other than, you know.
Oh.
Dokken has lost his arm, and the whole thing is, oh, we gotta save him, we gotta save him.
He's just like, I'm in serious pain.
So, yeah, not a whole lot happened. Something needs to happen soon in that one.
San Hannibal,
I really need to read. I can't wait for the trade on this. It was very interesting, but I was very confused at the end. Just not remembering all the characters. It's taken, it hasn't been monthly, so it's taken a while, and just reading everything else. But it was very interesting. I give him a lot of credit on that. It was a real neat book by, you know, just a little company called Pop Goes the Icon. So, but when the trade comes out, I'll definitely push that on you.
Is that the Morlun book?
No, that's not. This is Jupiter's Legacy, like which finally came out. Last issue came out in March.
That's not Morrowind.
It was pretty good, but again, I don't remember really what was going on. So, trying to read it, you know.
I read that too, and I couldn't remember.
It's been 10 months.
What's,
come on.
What's going on before that issue?
But it was good, and it's the end of part one.
What was that
so.
Book that you said we were putting on the shelves that came out, like you said, like 2 years ago or something like that?
That was Lady Death.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I did finally read The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Is it an unbeatable?
Now, it was kind of funny, because if you look on the bottom of every page, there's this little bitty text thing.
They stole it from Adventure Time.
Right, but it just every single page has that. And I read the first couple. Now, sadly, to read that, I need to take off my glasses and hold it really close and squint.
If you can
At
read
which
this,
point,
you don't need glasses.
Yeah, I kind of went, you know what?
How small it is compared to Adventure Time.
It kind of got to the point where...
Oh, yeah, Adventure Times is like 2 times the size of that.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, you know what, I'm not going to bother with this. It was cute, but I mean, it's basically a freshman girl in college, and...
She should be older.
I'm not the target audience for the book, but it was fine. It was cute. Kraven shows up, and she starts fighting Kraven, then realizes, why am I fighting Kraven, and then convinces him, instead of hunting Spider-Man, he should go hunt the Kraken at the bottom of the ocean. And he's like, well, that sounds like a challenge. And, he
and then
goes
you
off.
Were like, oh, Kraken. And then
well,
put the book down
I,
and got a drink.
I got
and then
drunk.
He fell asleep.
Yeah.
That is not Red Skull. That's the daughter. That's
that
Sin.
Is Sin, yes. All New Captain America. There was a lot of stuff in this that I don't remember from issue 2. There was some interesting stuff where she was really trying to play him as he was actually created by the Red Skull as a plant to be to get... someone close to Captain America who Captain America would trust so that
what,
the Red
the
Skull
beginning of his
right
Falcon run?
Yeah since the, he was first created and then he says no none of that's true and
she's
beat,
like, okay,
and beats Sin at the end so that's it was very
so
interesting
Captain America's a woman beater now
that's kind of anti
well it's you know but it was interesting but yeah just kind of just kind of ends so
I don't understand how Sam Wilson can be Captain America. Like, without his flight suit.
Right.
He's just...
Yeah,
without,
a lot of people would say that.
Yeah.
Without Captain America's
Well, he has the flight
and,
suit,
but, he's
but
not,
yeah.
He doesn't,
but he
doesn't
have the strength and everything.
Like,
yeah.
Right there, he's punching. Like, that would be a normal human punch.
Right.
Right. Right, but he's punching a woman, so it's okay.
Yeah.
He's not
bad. Okay. And, I'm gonna preview a couple.
That was Pat.
Look, I read five books last night.
Scent, not you know women in general.
Yeah.
So, just a couple books. Ivar Timewalker from Valiant. Very neat. He's the older brother of Eternal Warrior and Armstrong.
Yeah.
And basically, he has the ability. There's naturally occurring. Like time portals opening up all the time. We just don't happen to notice it, but it's something he makes a point. You know, that's why when things go missing, pens, keys, things like that, they just happen to be there and disappear. And but he has the ability. He has some technology that he's developed where he can see where they're going to be, and he can be there. So that was kind of interesting. And these people are chasing him, and he gets this scientist who's about to get time travel that he has to stop her from creating time travel because otherwise people would be after her. So it was interesting. It was good. Wicked and the Divine just continues to be really neat.
I'm about to read it and trade.
Yeah, that's
really
a fun
good.
One. I'm
really
enjoying
it.
I've
heard too much about it.
Pick it up. Scarlet Spiders I only read because I wanted to see who died, and of course they died in an explosion with no body.
Yeah, I read it. So thank you, the recent issue of Spider-Verse, for at least summing that up so I can see it without... Yeah. Seen it
Spider-Man was good, and I think it concludes next issue.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Burning Fields was a boom one about security detail. Well, this girl who's home and then has to go back over to Kirkuk, Iraq, to deal with a security team guarding the oil fields because people are being tortured and murdered, and that's what the new guy looks like.
Ah! So,
I'm sorry.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's
Josh
what
has issues.
That's what I read. And
I mean, I didn't get excited.
I'm taking the mic because I haven't said what
oh,
I read.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I haven't read anything. That's a podcast.
He read two books during the podcast.
Smash.
We're talking about those.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I can't say that. I just did read. And Colin just mentioned Spider-Verse, The Amazing Spider-Man, the new one today. Was
it amazing?
It was good. It wasn't
well,
bad.
We'll talk about that next week.
Pat, to listen to that.
Wow.
No, but if it's worth picking up.
Shut down. I know.
Anyways, Nemo in Slumberland has been a pretty good book. I was able to read issue 3, and I really don't remember because I got behind in what I was reading, and I don't remember when it came out, but I think it was recent. Could have came out last week. I don't know. But the art is just really nice in there. I'd say it's a really good book for kids to pick up because it has a decent story. It ties in a lot to the old stories, but it gives you a modern character who's kind of
modern.
Who acts like a modern character. And everything of this kid. He's a very today kid, not a kid from, you know, the early, 1900s, I think is when the book, when they actually did the cartoon. But it was good. It really was. In this issue, he's followed by the character in the book is called Flip, and he's the nephew of the Dawn Guard. And basically, whenever the Dawn Guard can bring upon the sun, and by doing that, it wakes up Nemo, and it what they call melts the Slumberland. And he kind of makes friends with Flip, because when he comes back to Slumberland, turns out after the melt and when they come back, the people of Slumberland sleep, and it takes a little bit for them to wake up. So Flip and him go on an adventure of their own, and they go to this tower where everything is kind of, you know, the stairs are up on the ceiling all the way around, and things are upside down, and just crazy stuff just happens in this tower. But the art and how the transition between scenes and everything they were doing, it must have took him like forever to draw all this. Really good story. It's really worth picking up if you want something that's, you know, good for kids. It's you know, I think usually it's hard for a lot of people to write the dialogue that a kid. They did a good job. Like, this feels like you're reading a book, and this is a kid in the story. So
dancing to the music.
It's a really decent book to pick up. I'd give it a shot, even if you don't want to read an all ages book. You know, you're not usually into all ages books. Pick it
not
up.
Enough
it's
gore
worth it.
For Josh.
Could be a lot of death. People were melting. I said melting, didn't I? It's awful. Dawn Guard.
Is it graphic?
There's graphics in it. Yes.
Could be.
Yeah.
Say no more.
I like one thing in the old Slumberland stuff. Flip would he'd smoke a cigar, and they keep playing this out like that he's smoking the cigar and the kid doesn't like it, so he keeps taking it from him every time he lights a new cigar, and then in one part of it he finds like a lot of Slumberland has candy in it and stuff like that. So he breaks off a piece of peppermint. And he gives him the peppermint cigar, and he's just like, okay, I'll live with this. But I just kind of found it funny. They had a creative way of working in. Yeah, we don't show smoking so much now as we did back then. Yeah. So it was good. It was really worth picking up.
Do your list. That was it? All that for yep. One book?
Yeah, got all snotty with
me. I know.
I did. He yelled at you. He yelled at Pat.
I did.
Okay. You guys talked about the book.
Next week.
Come on. Yeah.
This is starting off with a weird one, only because for some reason, they put something in parentheses. But Munchkin number 1 comes out next week.
Is it a short book? Is it the game?
No, it's not. Based on the game, and only on first prints, or you get a card with it, a playable card that you can put in your deck.
And you play that game, don't you?
Yeah.
You play it?
I played Munchkin, yeah. We used to play when they would play Magic. And then all the Magic kids started playing Munchkin, which is great, except they don't pay anything.
So. Start that up again, man.
Okay, sure.
Munchkin gets nasty.
Yes, it can.
I want to play Munchkin.
Let's do this. I'll bring it in. We'll play before the podcast.
There you go. There you go. Arkham Manor 4. I'm sad this one's ending because it's been kind of
a really neat book.
Yeah,
I've really liked Arkham Manor.
Arrow Season 1 Trading Cards. You want them. Oh, yeah. Batman.
I don't like the TV trading cards.
Bitch Planet number 2. Casanova Asadia, which is, I guess the only reason I'm pointing this one out is... it's Fraction doing something that he really enjoys, and it's, I forget, it's Gabriel Bá or Fabio Moon. I forget who's doing the art on it. They're brothers, and they're very similar. So, that should be good, because he definitely likes his creator-owned stuff. Effigy.
Not all great, though.
No, but people have liked the Casanova stuff. Effigy is a new one. I think it's Vertigo. Hurley. The King books are starting from Dynamite, the old serial. So we're getting Flash Gordon and the Phantom next week. And I'm getting the rare leaf-filled virgin variant.
So you're going to get like two million variants.
Virgin variants, yes. It just means it doesn't have the logo. The Multiversity Guidebook. New Avengers, Time Runs Out. Dun, 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 leading to Secret War.
Now they're putting Secret War under that. Remember they had the one banner? They have Secret War.
Pretty soon it's just going to be all banners.
They're going to be like Secret War, but the event that ends all events.
You have to peel the banners off to see the cover.
Yeah.
The first Outcast trade is coming out, $9.99.
What a deal!
It is. Previews next week. Spider-Man 2099 and Spider-Man and the X-Men number 2, which I sold out of number 1. That's crazy. They're Not Like Us is the number 2. It's the big one from Image. That's actually one of the display books we're getting, which is crazy. But
display books?
Well, to put in the thing, we get them, their consignment. So it's just weird that they do it for number 2. Oh. Of that, only because they send us 35, so it's like I only ordered 10 of number 1 and sold 8.
He's just like,
so why do I need 35 number 2s?
I didn't know there was anything special about it.
Yeah, that's his consignment.
Thor, maybe we'll find out who she is. And Uncanny
Before
Avengers.
Time runs out.
Yeah, Uncanny Avengers comes out, and that was the one I'm like, why are we getting Uncanny Avengers 1 if it's going to wrap up by June or whatever?
I don't think they're going to keep running through
really?
This, but
okay.
We'll see what's
And then
on.
At the end they'll re... Because you know they love number ones.
They do, but I think these
if
books
they can do number
launched
ones
recently,
every...
I think you're going to see what's going on in Battle World happening in those books, and then just the changes
Thor
will...
Okay.
Thor
but is there an Uncanny Avengers Battle World?
Avengers Initiative?
Planet? Or country?
Well, they're with the current...
Do you remember Avengers Initiative Dance?
Yeah. 616.
There's a Thor girl. It's probably just
and then Uncanny X-Men is next week. And that's about it for big books. Not a ton of big books, but just some books.
Some books.
So books.
That's
so
podcast. Let's go.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wow.
Catch you later.
He's trying to catch you later, guys.
See ya.
Man.
I took yours.
Do you have somewhere to be?
No, I took yours because you took Pat's. You took Pat's.
So
I took your conclusion.
Do I just like flat out just turn it off now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mic drop.
Bye.
Buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America. Winter soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers want to talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build a mansion in Asgard. And fund the Hellfire Society. Studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel, though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops. My mixtapes still rock. They're in your system. That's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drift's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. On these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will battle these limited children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time. Watch your chain react. Can't lie. I'm a Brainiac. Little they know I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets. Unlimited flow. I'm a second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it. Yo, please. Shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands.